Today is Monday, October 25th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it's a Monday after a weekend, and I'm working on a white paper at the Spit Valve Factory. And I spent most of the day working on refining that. I'm trying to get to the finished product. And it's very hard to know when you're writing a paper. For any of my listeners who are still in college or high school, you will still write papers and work. It's all the rage now in factories to write white papers on stuff and make recommendations. You have to write these bullet-pointed, researched, appendixed papers. And anyway, so I spent all day working on that today, and so my brain is fried because I've just, it takes so much concentration. But I also got my 30 minutes of trumpet practicing in 3 10-minute breaks. You know, I would write a little bit on the paper and then take a 10-minute break and practice my trumpet and then do it again and do it again. And so I've done 30 minutes today, which is my goal. I have not walked yet. We're gonna walk after I record this episode. So, but it's Monday after a weekend, so we need to talk about the weekend. So as per usual, although Mix Minus has been doing kind of an every other week thing because either myself or Daniel have had things on a weekend, I'm gonna be gone for Thanksgiving. Daniel's been camping a couple of times, et cetera, et cetera. So we were coming back from a week off. And so we recorded Mix Minus. And, you know, I had a haircut. And I talked about that already. But I literally ran in from getting the haircut. Because, you know, as we all know, I drive 5 hours each way. So I got back at 8 o'clock my time, which is central for those of you who care. And Mix Minus happens at 9 p.m. I still had not recorded Geeky Gay, and so I picked up food on the way home, and just a grilled chicken sandwich, came in, we ate, we watched one segment of British Baking Show, because I only had time to watch one segment, and then we ate, so 20 minutes, and then I came upstairs, I recorded Geeky Gay, that took about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, something like that, and then I was 5 minutes early to Mix Minus. So I made it. And then we recorded and the recording went well. Everything went fine. And that was it. And then on Saturday, Mark and I got up as we do. We went for a walk and I decided I want Waffle House. Now, Mark is not a huge fan of Waffle House. I love Waffle House. If you ask me, Adam, what breakfast do you want more than just about any other breakfast in the world? Generally speaking, the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich from Waffle House with the hash browns covered and chunked, I believe. Someone's going to correct me because it's cheese and ham on them. And then I used to get a bowl of grits on the side and I would pour a bunch of sugar and butter on the grits because that's the way I like my grits. Or garlic cheese, but at Waffle House, sugar, butter. But this time I decided I would try a biscuit and gravy as kind of a side item. So I got a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and they've changed it now. It used to be on regular white bread. Now it's on Texas toast. Even better. They serve pickles with it, which sounds weird, but it's so good. So anyway, we had that, and there was no wait. We ate inside. We had walked. Then we did that, and I weighed first. We went home. I weighed. I lost weight. I've been reporting on that on Throwing Down, so I don't want to give too much information. But I did lose weight, and so I was happy about that. So then, thus, we celebrated at Waffle House, and then we decided we were going to watch Lock. I don't remember the name of it. Lock and Key. There's a show on Netflix about these magical keys. and a family, and you know, they can make these keys, they find them, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to, you know, go into too much detail, but we had watched season one back when it first came out, and they just dropped season two recently. And so we decided we were going to watch that on Saturday afternoon. So we turned that on, we watched it for a little bit, and then we went and we decided we were going to watch Dune. And so Mark went on Fandango and bought the tickets, and we did IMAX, and we went to the theater in Fayetteville. So I got my slush, because I always get a slush whenever we go to the movies, because I love the red. It doesn't even matter the flavor. I just love the red slush. It can be Hawaiian punch. It could be strawberry. It could be strawberry kiwi. It could be watermelon. Watermelon's probably my favorite, followed by strawberry kiwi. Then maybe cherry, and then Hawaiian punch is probably my least favorite. But if it's a red slush, I'm in. Like, I'm there. Even when I'm drinking alcohol, love a strawberry daiquiri. Love a strawberry daiquiri. So anyway, I always get a slush, and we watch Dune. We enjoyed Dune. I would say, though, the thought from both Mark and I was that the original novel is based on two magazine articles. I don't want to say articles. They were short stories that were published in a sci-fi magazine, and there were two parts. And the movie, I believe, is only based on the first part. And the thing is, the CGI, the cinematography, the sand, and the way they incorporated everything, it was amazing to watch. And it was very beautiful, the cinematography was great. But I will say, and we really enjoyed it, we both really liked it, and now I want to, because I've never read Dune, so now I kind of want to go back and read it. And then there were follow-up books as well. So I kind of want to read those, because it's going to be, you know, who knows how long it's going to be before the next movie comes out. And so now I feel like I need to read it to know how the story ends. But anyway, because I've never seen any of the older movies either. This is my first experience with Dune. But we felt that it was too long of a movie for the amount of material that they covered. It was about 2.5 hours. They probably could have cut about a half an hour out. It still would have been fine. Or covered more material. But I understand. I read an article that said the director really wanted to treat it well, and he wanted to take time and, you know, be able to show everything he wanted to show and set up the world and all that. And I understand all that. But at times it did feel a little draggy. Even though, again, we both enjoyed it and it was good, but it could have been a little faster paced for both of us. But anyway, we enjoyed it. We watched it, and then we decided, it was Mark's restaurant of the week, so we decided we were going to go ahead and go and get that out of the way as well. Because we went to the movie in Fayetteville, and there are more restaurant choices in Fayetteville. So, and he had selected a Korean restaurant, and it turned out to be two different Korean restaurants. I don't know if it was a company, if it's a family, whatever, but they built two different counter service Korean restaurants in one room. So almost like a food court, but there are only two choices. One has Korean like breakfast toast things. I don't know what you call them, like avocado toast, egg toast, cheese toast, all of these various toast. But they have like a sushi toast. I probably made that one up, but there was all these different types of toast. It seemed like a breakfast thing to me, although I don't know if they eat that for breakfast in Korea. I'm not really sure. For us, avocado toast would be a breakfast thing, so that's why, you know, why I was thinking maybe it's a breakfast thing. But then they had Korean corn dogs was the other option. And I'd never seen this before, but first of all, I think the Korean corn dogs, it's not a typical cornmeal-based batter. It's more of a dough that they wrap around it. And also, they have different things that they do, like they add sweet potato chunks or cheese or other things like that. And then the thing that I had never seen on a corn dog before in my life is you have a choice to dip them in cinnamon sugar or regular sugar. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why. But anyway, Mark said, oh, let's try the cinnamon sugar. He dipped it in, he had them coated in cinnamon sugar. And, well, he ordered wrong. So he wanted a hot dog. He wanted the hot dog with cheese, also with potato. And what he ordered was just cheese without a hot dog. So it was cheese with batter and potato chunks. So we didn't get a hot dog at all in our corn dog. But, and then the other one served more like Korean fried chicken, bulgogi, katsu, some other things like that. And so we ordered the fried chicken. But again, we got the wrong one. We wanted the really sticky, hot and spicy, you know, chicken that you normally get at Banchan. Or if anyone's been to that. What we got was really crispy, but it was much drier and it didn't have much sauce on it at all. So we're going to go back and try to order something different and give it another chance because we think we might like it, but we just ordered completely wrong stuff. And anyway, after that, we came home and we finished. Well, we watched more of the Lock and Key show. And that was basically it for our Saturday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.